10 years ago, I sat in exactly the same seat and I watched as Oxford United needed to win the game to stay up and Leighton Orient needed to win the game to get promotion. And Lee Steele, a former Oxford United player, scored the winner that sent Orient fans into delirium and Oxford United down into the National League, the conference. And the local radio man came up to me and said, "How do you feel?" And I looked across at the Orient fans celebrating and I said, "I want what they've got. I want some of that joy and some of that pleasure. And I know it will come. I just don't know when." Well, now I do know when, because 10 years on, that's what I thought about as Oxford played Wycombe Wanderers in the final game of the season, needing to win to earn promotion to League One. And it was in my mind constantly throughout the game, the symmetry of this feeling of how important it is. And we think of promotion as the thing that we worry about and dream of every season. But actually, it's fairly rare. It's not a common occurrence. Last time my team earned automatic promotion was 20 years ago. Wow. Now, that gives you an idea of how big a day it was. Interestingly, at the start of the season, when the fixtures came out, I looked at this final game of the season and I said it couldn't be a better tie to have your local rivals. Everything will be to play for. And of course, it did come down to needing to win that game. And we were thinking about what it would take. I said, look, if any other season is a way of measuring this, it will go to the wire. There'll be a free kick and Che Dunkley will leap up and plant a goal with his head. Hey, he did on 55 minutes. And I said, there'll probably be a penalty. Yes, there was. And Chris Maguire put it away. And I said, what would really set this game alight would be an individual bit of skill and a solo goal. Step up Callum O'Dowda, who did just that and scored a wonder goal to seal the points and to earn promotion. It was lovely to see the part that Wycombe Wanderers played in the celebration and the way they stayed to applaud Oxford at the end. I thought that was a very nice gesture. It really reminds me of how good football fans can be to each other and how responsive they can be to that moment. And as the fans poured onto the pitch and the team attempted to leave the pitch, the manager stopped for selfies with the fans, particularly with those in wheelchairs. That was a great touch. Really nice thing to see. You look around and you're watching what makes the difference in this game. I like the fans on the van. The fans stood on top of the cars, peering over the fence to watch the game. It reminded me of how games used to be in the olden days when you couldn't get in because it was a sellout. Isn't it great to have a sellout game at any time? And particularly on a day when you earn promotion to League One. And boy, oh boy, how good that feels 10 years on to be reminded that the joy we feel now is made especially sweet because of the tears we shed a decade ago. Let's hope the good times are here for a long time to come.